Page 81. Exercise 2. Listening. Looking back. 1.
I'll always remember that day. I remember it because I was so nervous and I didn't want to go. But my friend Kara was going to go to the same school, and that made me feel better. We had been students together the year before in middle school, and now we were starting high school together. We knew the next few years would be exciting, but a little scary, too. We walked to school together, found our classes, and saw some other familiar faces. That was almost 20 years ago. I'm now a teacher at that same school.
2.
January 7th. I'll always remember that day. Actually, Pamela never lets me forget it. My wife Susan and I had been married for 3 years, and we'd wanted to start a family. The day my daughter Pamela was born was very magical. Susan had gone to the hospital the night before, and I met her there. My parents were there, and so were Susan's, so that made it special for us. I still have the announcement that appeared in the newspaper the next day. It's hard work being a dad, and it's a job I take very seriously. I can't imagine my life without my family.
3.
I'd always wanted to travel on my own in Europe. Some of my friends had done it. Most had traveled before they started working, but not me. I was worried about finding a job. So about a week after I finished school, I was offered a job and I took it. I worked for a couple of years, but didn't like it very much. Then, I remember one day I thought, why am I doing this? So 2 weeks later, I quit my job and said goodbye to everyone at work. Everyone was so happy for me. They gave me a party. That made it special, and I felt so great that day. I'd made good friends and gotten some experience. But I was ready to start the travel adventure I had saved for.
4.
This was about 7 years ago, I think. I was still in high school and I'd never been abroad before. I applied to a program in the U.S. It wasn't a long program, only 2 weeks, but I was so excited. I'd never been overseas before, you see. This was my first trip. I remember, I was so nervous. What if my English wasn't good enough? What if I didn't like the food? But my older sister told me not to worry. I remember flying. I'd flown before, so that wasn't a problem. When I met my homestay family, they were so kind and friendly. That was so great. And you know what? The daughter of my homestay parents was the same age as me, and she was studying Korean in school. She was just starting, so she couldn't speak, but I helped her a lot with her homework.
End of CD 2. The audio program continues on the next CD.